Good evening, and welcome to the MKC Center. Has everyone had a great day so far? I know registration day is always hectic, and I'm sure most of you want to get to the bar to wind down a bit. Since I, too, am looking forward to an adult beverage, or three, I'll make this extremely short. My name is Eve, and I'm acting as the honorary hostess for this year's festivities. As this position is voted on by each member of our fantastic team, I'm humbled to be behind this microphone today. I sincerely thank each and every one of you. This three-day event is held each year to honor all of our wonderful ladies and gentlemen who sell our fantastic products. Each day during the conference, a new branded line of cosmetics and accessory items will be unveiled, and special introductory pricing will be offered to assist in your upcoming marketing campaigns. Additionally, as everyone already knows, we have a grand finale dinner on the last evening to specifically recognize the best of the best. This year, there are 102 associates out of our total count of over 3,500 beauty consultants who will be recognized. These professionals all had combined sales of over $300,000 in cosmetics, skincare products, and feminine beauty aids. Additionally, this year's introduction of the Mighty Magic Vaginal Wand assisted in an additional 28 individuals, surpassing the previous record of 74 associates who topped the $200,000 threshold. Somewhat of a surprise, but not really, is the fact that a male is this year's top distributor of our products. The only reason I mention it as a surprise is because men make up only 2% of our representatives. What is not a surprise is the associate who wins our top sales award this year. This particular individual has been in the top 10% of distributors since he came to work for the company 7 years ago. This year, he contributed to over $500,000 in sales and will be awarded a brand new SUV in recognition of an achievement that was over 300% above quota. It may be premature to reveal his name before the dinner, but it should absolutely be no surprise who this person happens to be. Let's give our dear colleague, Adam, a resounding round of applause. And now, as I said, short and sweet, this convention is officially in session, and this meeting is adjourned. Adam! Oh, Adam! I was hoping to meet up with you this evening. Yes, it's good to see you too. Yes, we talked for a while last year and had a couple of drinks. Me? What's up with me? Let's see. Never married, mostly happy. I guess you could say my career makes me financially secure. But like most horny women, I could use some more time for sex. Yeah, I know, TMI. Also, from a business perspective, I would have won the Grand Sales Award again this year had it not been for you. Oh, fuck, don't get defensive. You know I'm teasing. You with my damn ass, fair and square. I was $500,000 behind you. Can I buy you a drink? Great, let's grab a table and catch up. We're at least 30 minutes behind the others. Wow, how many of those fucking things have we had so far? Two or three. What did you call those drinks you were ordering? Apple-flavored martinis? I thought I recognized that flavor. I might have had an apple-flavored drink before. I admit, they were quite tasty, and obviously filled with lots of alcohol. Yes? Well, I didn't specify what drink, and at least you didn't lie about it. Hey, have you been trying to get me drunk? You say maybe? Only maybe. Well, yes, we have been sitting here all evening. No, three drinks shouldn't be enough to get me any more than buzzed. Oh, I'm definitely buzzed, and I'm not complaining. Shit, I enjoy feeling totally relaxed. One thing, though. We have been talking shit for hours, and you have yet to tell me how you outsold me by so much. Now come on, you bastard. Out with it. Yes, I said I was married. What does that have to do with anything? Come on now, god damn it, out with it. What's your secret? Don't be a dickhead. Oh Oh my goodness, I must be a bit more drunk than I thought. My potty mouth is on display even more than usual. Anyway, fuck it. Fuck it. Spit it out. What's the secret of your success? What's that? You can't tell me, you have to show me. Again, what the fuck does that mean? You're saying you want to invite me back to your room to show me? Really? Really? I can't say I didn't expect you to invite me to your room, but I thought you would make up a better excuse than this. Okay, whatever. It's kind of like we're playing truth or dare. I'll accept this dare. After all, I've got to see the reason you were able to sell so much more than me. Lead on, sweetness. Take me to your lair. This is it, huh? The answer is hidden in this room somewhere. What's that you're saying? Not yet? You keep talking in riddles. Okay, here we are. So, tell me what I want to hear, so we can get to what is really on your mind to ask me here. You know you want to fuck me. Jesus Christ, I'm not stupid. What do you mean that's what you've been trying to tell me? God damn it, just answer me. What is your special talent that makes you such a great salesman? Oh no, mister. We're not having sex until you answer me. Hey, stop taking off your pants. Stop it and answer me. Ugh. Oh my God. Oh my fucking God. That cannot be real. It is not possible to have a dick that big. God damn. So you're telling me this is how you sell so many cosmetic products? Yes, it is. Please explain. Yes, yes, okay. So you have a large number of wealthy ladies who need some extra attention from time to time. You never say that you won't fuck them unless they purchase your products, but most of them want to show their gratitude and purchase over and over again. Oh my! Sweet Jesus Christ, fucking hell! I can't believe it! And yet, when I look at that telephone pole between your legs, I can certainly imagine that your story might be true. No, you don't have to assure me that it's true. I definitely believe women would pay to have access to that meaty fuck stick. Holy hell, it's easily the biggest prick that I've ever seen. Is it hard right now? Not fully. It's not fully hard. Fucking Jesus, Adam! You're a sword-packing son of a bitch! I'm so much more than goddamn impressed. I'm hypnotized, and I can't take my eyes off your cock. So, if you haven't figured it out yet, I'm a type A personality who likes taking control. And I get the vibe that even though you're extremely well endowed and quite a successful man, you don't mind being a bit of a sub to a powerful woman. In this particular situation, I can assure you that if I take control, you will be totally pleased by simply following my instructions. What do you say, Adam? Are you up for it? Do you think you can accept being my bitch and obeying my demands? Oh, I see. You've been in this situation on numerous occasions. You say, older women can be quite horny and very specific in what they want. So, you do what you must in order to gain their gratitude. Adam, I must say, you're one intelligent fucking gigolo. It's no wonder why you're a top salesman year after year. You're a total handsome fucking son of a bitch with a dick that women would die for. Holy fucking hell, am I going to enjoy this? Now, get on your knees and watch me strip. You may have a freak of nature cock hanging between your legs, but I have some great assets myself. Okay, my little bastard boy, what do you think of this holy body? I call it Eve's apple of temptation. It's a non-discriminating, non-judgmental tribute to sinful pleasures. Great comment. You simply say Jesus H. Christ. I'll take that as a compliment on a grand scale. Now, my bitch boy, show me what a slut you can be. Crawl over to me and beg to kiss my smooth pussy. Yes, that's right. Ask me nicely. You're a very good boy. That's a perfect asking voice. And yes, you may put your face between my thighs as I spread them apart. Now show me what a good pussy eater you are. Adam. Oh my God. Fuck. Oh, that feels so fucking good. Oh, good boy. Let me grab your head by your hair. Oh my God. Oh, baby. Oh my. Slave boy, you're such a masterful pussy muncher. Shit. Oh my God. You know exactly how to push your tongue in as far as possible. Oh. The way you open your mouth fully and push forward is such a great technique, my sweet boy. Holy shit, you're making me so fucking wet. Oh, and I swear your tongue must be as long as your cock. Oh my God. Oh, you're so near to my cervix that it actually tickles. Fuck, I'm so worked up. Oh yes, good boy. Oh my God. Yes, good boy. Now, move down to my asshole. I want to feel what that talented tongue can do when you enter my tight shithole. Yes, baby. Slide down and oh my God. Push, push. Oh my God. Tongue fuck me. Eat that goddamn ass. Make it yours, Adam. Stick that tongue as deep as you possibly can and open up my asshole. Yes. Oh. Gape my shitter, you son of a bitch. Now, move back up to my pussy hole and concentrate on sucking my hard clit. Oh, yes, Adam. I want to move this process forward so that I can come now, and at least two or three times while you're fucking me. Oh my God, Adam. Yes, good boy. Oh my God. Oh fucking shit. I'm nearly there. I need to come so bad. Oh. Keep swirling your tongue. Keep swirling. God damn it. Oh my God. This is so motherfucking good. Oh. Sweet Jesus. You're one hell of a pussy-eating bastard. Oh my God. I'm there, Adam. I'm fucking coming. Oh, fucking hell. I'm fucking coming. God damn it. Jesus fucking Christ. My fucking God. You're a pussy-eating machine. Adam, let me say, I am thoroughly impressed with your oral skills. Now, let me see how you handle fucking my pussy. And maybe, if you're lucky, I'll let you push that monster into my goddamn asshole.